That was stunning.
Thank
absolutely
you so much.
Stunning. And a first play.
Yeah, first play. I've never played it on the radio before. So live is I spend about 3 minutes teaching it to the audience, and it's a bit of a tongue twister. So watching their faces is like, what, you want us to sing that? But then they eventually they get it, and then we do this whole moment where there's no guitar, it's just the voices, and I sing on top of what they're doing. And I wouldn't necessarily consider myself a singer, and I'm more of a songwriter. But this song makes me feel like I could be a singer, because we're all singers, you know. Like
oh, you've got a great voice.
Thank you.
You have written as well, not besides doing stuff for yourself, you've actually co-written with quite a lot of people as well.
Yeah.
And some high-profile people. We don't have to go into the high-profile people, because you might not want to, but you have. How did you get into that?
In 2018, I did a master's degree in commercial songwriting. And I did it to be sensible, because I thought, you know what, I could lecture or teach music if this doesn't quite pan out, and plus I really enjoy teaching. But then we did loads of co-writing as part of the degree, and I absolutely fell in love with it. And then the pandemic happened, and I did so much co-writing. I think I wrote about 500 songs with people across Zoom, just to keep myself sane. Because 2019, for the first year, I played outside of England, and then 2020, it was all taken away from us, so... Yeah, it's because of the situation. I think that was the main thing I could do, apart from gardening and learning how to cook pretty badly.
I think we've all tried that.
Oh, yeah.
It's quite difficult sometimes for musicians to actually share their music or co-write with people.
It'd be quite a lonely industry, because you're on your own a lot writing stuff. So working together is lovely. And obviously there is the commercial aspect to it. But I don't know, I just think... If worst comes to the worst and there's a big lawsuit, I'm like, well, at least there's a reason for it, because you've had a bit of success. But
yeah.
Fortunately, that's never happened so far.
And touch wood.
Yeah, exactly. Or it's like if someone says to you, so how much percentage did you usually take from the song? And I always split everything 50-50, or if there's four people, you know, four ways. And if someone's like an absolute stiffler for the word, I would never want to work with them. So that's the way I am.
Yes, there we go. Yeah. Now, what's the best thing about being an independent artist?
I guess no one can tell me what to do. But that's also the worst thing as well, because sometimes you just don't want to do anything and there's no one on your back. But I love the fact I can, if I get booked for a show somewhere, I can go and do it. I can put stuff out when I want. And I feel lucky to do that.
Now, I've asked this question. This is my new little super-duper question, which I rather like, actually. And nobody said no so far. So when you write a song, do you feel sometimes with certain songs that it's given as a gift from the universe and you feel like it's just been given to you?
Ooh.
Do you ever have that, or is you don't? Because some people experience it, some people don't.
Yeah, that's a really beautiful question. And do you know what? The song I'm going to play for you in a little bit, I don't know, I can't speak for other people, but for me when I wrote it, it came out as a stream of consciousness, and I was crying, and it was a bit of like a therapeutic thing. And I felt, firstly, that's a gift to myself, but then recently a couple of people have said, oh, that brought me to tears, and I think, well, actually, if it's doing the same thing for them that it was doing for me when I wrote it, then it must be a gift. But it sounds very arrogant to be like, this is God's greatest gift to the world, you know.
But yeah. And you are talking about Different.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Which is the track that I've been playing, which I've been absolutely loving.
Oh,
so this is out at the moment. You've had it's doing really well. I mean, you're getting played on lots of different radio stations, and you're getting noticed and in the right area of being noticed.
Yeah, it's lovely, because it's just a storytelling song, and I spent pandemic trying to learn how to produce music, like build up this massive pop production, and then... This song's very much about bringing it back to the basics. It's just piano and live strings.
Yeah.
And so it's,
and the strings are beautiful. I was listening, and very, very jealous I was too, thinking maybe I could clip those off the end and use them somewhere myself.
Yeah, do it.
I love the sound of strings, and there's just something when you hear them, it just makes you kind of melt.
She's called Georgina Leach, and she did all of the strings herself.
Yeah.
And, I can give you a number, actually, if you want, and we'll talk for your next
record. Yeah. There we go. I'm writing that down now on my bit of paper. What's the best lyric do you think you've ever written, and what song is it from?
Oh, that's good. I think the one I'm most proud of, and it's a good story, I'll tell you really quickly about it as well, is it's a song I haven't... I play live, but it's not recorded yet. It's called Pink Dinosaurs, and I have two children, and my daughter used to like pink things, like random pink, you know, pink taxis or whatever.
Yeah.
My son likes dinosaurs. There's a lyric in there about when your child's first born and you drive them home from the hospital. And my favourite lyric is driving 20 in a 60 zone. And, you know, because you don't want to... Yeah. Your baby's just been born. But Danny from the script, I used to work at a studio, and he heard me playing this song one time, and he said, I really think you should change the lyric to 60 in a 20 zone. Because he thought it sounded more edgy. And I was like, not with a baby in the car. Yeah.
Are you mad?
Quite funny. He's like, oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, good point, good point. I thought it was nice he took the time for the advice.
Yes, and he's actually, he gave you some great feedback as well, didn't he? Said cracking voice and great song.
Yeah, he was very supportive. I just worked on reception at the studio, and I studied by day and worked the night shift at the studio, and often I'd sleep for an hour on the sofa at the studio, and he always used to call me Sleeping Beauty because he just happened to be there when I woke up. So. Very weird.
Well, just
moment.
Staring at you. That's a bit old, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's that Danny from the script again. Why is he looking at me?
Where do I know you from? Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Aren't you in a band? Yeah. So if people want to find out more about you, you're all over socials.
Yeah, a bit too much. Yes, Adam Wed on Instagram and Facebook, YouTube. And just trying to work on the TikTok. The fact I call it the TikTok probably shows my age, but there we go.
you got to love the TikTok. I love the TikTok. The TikTok. Oh, I just put up random videos. TikTok. It's great fun. Yeah. Good music community there as well. If you're out there listening and you're in a band, you need, or sing a songwriter, you need to be on there. It's great for making connections, and it's a bit more easygoing than Instagram. It's not polished. You've just come back from New York as well, so you're gigging all over the place at the moment. Are you gigging an EP, or are you just releasing songs every now and again, or is there going to be an album or an EP coming?
Yeah, so I'm working on a couple of EPs, and eventually an album. But there's at least two EPs that are going to come out in the next 6 months.
Yeah.
But it's just expensive, so I'm going to pay everyone properly that's playing on them, and want to get it right. And so I feel like you just get one chance to make a good first impression. So I'm excited. This song is from the first EP, which is coming out. And the EP is actually going to be called Pop Goes the Indie Kid. And it'll be like February, March time, I think.
Because you've got to make a living as a musician, haven't you?
Oh, it's tough, man. It's rough, but like... Do it for the love of it, and I think sometimes, I don't believe enough in myself, so why would other people want to pay for it? And that's something I'm working on. It's like, no, I am providing a good service, you know, like, you don't want me doing your plumbing, though, that will go wrong.
Wise words indeed. So we're going to end on the track that I've been playing out for the last 2 weeks on the show, which is fantastic. It's called Different. This is Adam Wed, WEDD, and you'll find him across social media.
Thanks, Michelle.